Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good morning and good afternoon. And thank you for joining me. I'm always grateful to be here, and I'm always grateful when you're here. Thank you. Anyway, I'm Jean Souch, also known as Jean of Divine Healing, and I'm also a channeler. So what I would like to talk about in today's show is all of us around the world have been, you know, quarantined to our homes or our jobs if we're, you know, in the health department. And people are starting to, you know, get a little stir crazy and craving the normal. The normalcy of their everyday life. And I would like to hope that the people out there today who have had amazing awakenings since this has all began, because think about it, for a long period of time, we could hear nature so much clearer. Okay? We weren't hearing the planes and the cars and the motorcycles and the loud cranked music as the cars drive by. We were just here in nature. And what a gift we were all given, right? And that's why I always promote every week, you know, if you can, get out in nature. And if you can't get out in nature, take advantage of it and go within and connect with yourself, right? So remember, there are so many highest good opportunities during this time when you start to feel a little stir crazy. I am currently visiting right now my friend and her husband, and he used to get up and go into the office every day. So last night, after I figured out the title, what I wanted to talk about, I asked, how are you doing? What are your pros and cons about being home in the shut in regarding work, right? And he said, well, you know, the pluses are the convenience of not having to drive, maybe being able to cook his own lunch or something like that. Maybe when he has lunch, he can take the dogs out for a walk. And he said, but what he really misses was the social interaction. And that's what I believe that most people are really missing right now. So the best thing that I can suggest for that is get on your phone and FaceTime so you can see each other. Do a conference call with a bunch of people and have everybody on the phone at the same time. If you can't do it on your phone, then do it on Facebook Messenger or on Zoom. Or on Skype, you know, there's ways that we can do that. But anyway, in the meantime, if you're feeling a little anxiety over it, you can remember to first breathe in your power and breathe your power in 7 times. And the reason why we do that 7 times is so that you're bringing your power back into each main chakra. Then breathe in peace, right, 7 times, and then joy, and then breathe in all your creativity in a stimulating, activating way. So anybody out there, before we do the meditation, to boost our immune systems, get your water, please. Or you should have your water ready now. And I want to charge it before I do meditation because I always forget. And I forget because I'm coming out of channeling because I turn myself over as the vessel. So here we go. I am placing my hands over your water now. And whatever you, your higher self, and the supreme creator of love and light is for your highest good will transmute into the water now. And it's ready, so you can take a drink. You may notice that the taste tastes a little different, might taste a little cooler, might taste a little more room temperature. You'll feel the effects between 0 and first and 5 minutes. So those of you who want to participate in this meditation, boosting your immune system. You know, I've said to some people lately that, yes, we need to be safe. Yes, we need to be clean and disinfect. But we always need to do that, right? And okay, maybe a little extra during this time. But we don't want to tell anyone to do this. This is what I am doing. I don't want to over-disinfect every single thing, every 5, 10, 15, 20, half hour, because then my own natural body's immune system is going to start forgetting how to fight germs. We all remember being kids and playing in the dirt, right? We never got sick from playing in the dirt, you know? So a lot of people, especially people from my generation, when it was hot in the summertime, we turned on the spigot and we drank out of the hose. We never got sick. Okay? You know, we got a piece of candy or something out of the candy store, out of the machine. They don't have candy machines anymore, but they used to. Or even if you bought one in the store and you unwrap it, right? Okay, well, maybe outside, but if you dropped it in your house, right, that five-second rule, you might just pick it up and put it back in your mouth if you're a kid, right? And if you're a kid, you might even pick up the candy off the dirt and put it back in your mouth. Who knows, right? But anyway, the point is that we never got sick from doing that, and that gave our immunity system a chance to really strengthen. And I want to give everybody the opportunity to boost their immune system now. So if you would please place your feet gently on the floor. Please do not clasp your hands. And close your eyes, please, because for me, it's, and you don't have to, it's easier for me to tune everybody out and everything out. I can just focus on my breath. So let's breathe in divine light. And exhale divine light. And as we are gently breathing, allow yourself to be comfortable. Okay? Let me ask this question, and you can answer yourself in your mind through telepathy. Here's my question. Do you believe that it's possible that you can control and heal yourself? Or your immune system? Let's talk immune system. Do you believe it's possible that you can heal your immune system? For those of you who said yes, you're exactly right, because everyone can once you remember, okay? So now go inside your head through telepathy and give all your systems, organs, glands, your cells, your T cells, permission to be enhanced through their immune system, through your immune system. All right? As you are gently breathing in divine light, exhaling divine light. Go inside your head and say to your elementals within you, earth, my body, air, my breath, fire, my physical beating heart, love, my heart chakra, water, my cells. During this immune system boost, I want you to please follow through and join in. I hope I said that slow enough for everyone to get. I want you to now say this inside your head. I command my innate, which is when you muscle test, you know, in with herbs and stuff and natural medicine. The technical name is called innate. Command my innate to assist me in boosting my immune system now. All right. Breathing in divine light. Exhale into the earth star. Let all 2- and 3-dimensional programming that causes you to be in fear about germs or getting the COVID-19 or any illness or disease. Release now with each breath, and I'm helping you. Release with each breath and allow your feet chakra to start boosting your immune system. As you walk, everywhere you walk, the more you walk, it boosts your immune system. Here we go. Letting all release. And allowing your immune system and your feet chakra to turn on and activate and strengthen. Excellent, excellent. Let's now breathe into the root chakra, breathing in divine light. Exhale into the root chakra. Release all those fears in the root regarding germs and dis-ease. Doesn't mean you're not going to care anymore. It just means you're not going to have any fears about it or resistances. Releasing those resistances and allow your root chakra to boost, to activate and boost your immune system now. Letting it go. For those of you who believe in reincarnation from all lifetimes when you were a man, all lifetimes you were a woman, let it go, let it go, let it go. Excellent. Let's breathe into the sacral. And let's release all that resistance is when you gave away your power every time you went through the experience of an illness or a cold or a flu or a disease in this lifetime, in any lifetime. And let's reactivate and boost your immune system in the sacral now. Excellent. Let's now breathe into our navel. And in our navel, let's go through our umbilical cord, our family DNA lineage, all generations, and all lifetimes. Let's release all those resistances and fears, and let's boost your immune system and activate it in your DNA. Are you ready? Here we go in the navel. Let go of the family programming that you cannot heal yourself, that you have to only rely on a doctor. Now, I'm not saying sometimes we don't need a doctor. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is what you can't heal yourself, then you go see a doctor, okay? So get rid of that programming in your navel through your family lineage. I know you can do it because you're really powerful. Here we go, and I'm helping you. Breathe in that divine light. Exhale into the navel. Better, so much better. Let's now plug in to the solar plexus. Now let's release all that stuck emotional trapped energy from this lifetime, all lifetimes, when you were programmed to be in fear over dis-ease, illness of any kind. And let's take back the power over your emotion and control and let your immune system be boosted and activated in your solar plexus. Remember in the beginning when I asked you all, is it possible that you can heal your body? For those of you who said yes, I know you can do this. For those of you who said no, let go of as much as you can. Better. Awesome. Let's go into the heart chakra now as we breathe in this divine light. Exhale into the heart. Gentle breath. Let all the heart pain, all the heart discomfort, any heart disease in this lifetime and any lifetime release. And let your threefold flame ignite and enhance and boost in your heart chakra your natural immune system. Here we go. Let go of the resistance. Just because your grandfather had it, or your mother had it, or your father had it, or your aunt had it, or your uncle had it, does not mean that you have to have it. You're releasing it right now, remember? Excellent, excellent. Good job. I am asking you to please now breathe into your throat chakra. And with each gentle breath, as you breathe in and add line length to the throat, allow it also to flow across your shoulders and release all the burdens that you have carried in any lifetime, any moment from any illness or dis-ease. Any illness or disease with the vocal cords, the larynx, the voice box, let's let those release also, so that your throat chakra can be filled not only with peace, but we can activate and boost your immune system and your vocal cords, larynx, and voice box and throat. Let those burdens go. Just because another family blood member had this particular disease does not mean that you have to own it. Remember? You're disowning everything now that is unhealthy for your highest good and for your immune system. Let's let it go in the throat. Excellent. So much better. Let's now breathe into the center of your head, which includes your pituitary pineal chakras, your God Alexa in the center, cellular memory, right and left side of the brain, and all quadrants, circuits, and neurons in your brain. Let's release all the illusions and deceptions regarding dis-ease and illness, and let's bring in divine connection, divine truth, divine clarity, and let's get all those circuits and neurons in all the quadrants of your brain and cellular memory to fire up your immune system, activating it at optimum quantum divine health. Here we go. Let the illusions release, let divine truth come in. Strengthen also your connection with your higher self, your guardian angels, your master teachers and spirit guides. Excellent. Let's now breathe this divine light into the crown chakra with each breath. And as we begin to release these resistances to dis-ease and illness and conditioning and programming, we allow our crown chakras to open wider and connect us on a stronger quantum divine level with your higher self, your guardian angels, your master teachers, your spirit guides, the creator of all love and light. Here we go. Bringing in the truth, releasing the illusions. Stimulating, activating, boosting your immune system. Excellent. Now let's put our attention on all the five elementals that we addressed in the beginning. The elementals within us: earth, our body; air, our breath; fire, our physical beating heart; water, the water in and around our cells; and love, our sacred heart chakra. Now let's clear, center, and balance them and boost the immune system for your elementals. Here we go. Excellent. Let's now focus on the seventh layer of our auric field, which is the outer layer, number seven of our auric field. And as we breathe this divine light into our auric field, we release all dis-ease, all discomfort. We activate and boost your immune system, and also fill it with divine peace, divine love, divine light. Here we go. Seventh layer, auric field. Excellent. Let's go into the sixth layer of your auric field now, releasing all dis-ease, all discomfort, all dysfunctional programming, bringing in all those divine blessings, light, love, activation. Here we go. Excellent. Going into the fifth layer of your auric field, releasing all that distortion and reboosting and activating with love, light, and peace. Let it go. Excellent. Going into the fourth layer of your auric field, releasing, receiving, activating, and boosting your immune system. Fourth layer of your auric field. Excellent. Going into the third layer of your auric field. Releasing, boosting, and activating healthy immune system. Third layer. Here we go. Oh, geez. Going into the second layer of your auric field with each breath, releasing, activating, and boosting healthy immune system. Excellent. Going to the first layer of your auric field, releasing, boosting, and activating. Excellent. In your next breath, breathe in love and exhale love, the purest divine sacred love. I want to apologize because my guides, when I said, oh no, my guides made me look and notice what the mistake. In my sentence here, it says meditation will be offered for boosting your immune system to threaten your health. Oh, my God, that's not the word. It was supposed to be strengthened. Please know that the word is strengthened, and that's why we're here tonight, strengthening your immune system. So let's quick ground in it, everyone, as you breathe in love and continue to breathe in love. Humbly, everyone. Humbly, everyone. Humbly, everyone. Everyone grounded and rooting in their body. Everyone take a big, giant breath. Excellent. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank you for being here and joining me. My name is Jean Salch. You can find me on the internet under Jean of Divine Healing. And I will see you next Wednesday here. Thank you for being here and loving yourself enough to get this dysfunction out of the way and boost your immune system. So I will leave you with this. You are divine masters. You can create anything you wish. Namaste. God bless you. God bless you. Aho and aloha.